Unfor says no frills workers at 17 stores in Ontario have refrained their new collective agreement that the agreement, which covers almost 1,300 workers, will see wages increased as well as new benefits programs for part-time workers and new full-time positions. We'll be back with your sports and weather next.
Of the thousands of miles we'll walk in a lifetime, how many steps will we remember? When did walking become just a simple act of getting from A to B? Let's make a humble walk mean something magnificent with the Children's Wish Foundation of Canada. Take steps with us and walk for wishes and make dreams come true for children living with life-threatening illnesses. Visit childrenswish.ca/wishmaker for details.
War Amps key tags aren't just for car owners. Anyone can get them, and they're for any keys you want to protect.
Recently, I lost the keys to my car, house, and office. Also on that key ring was my car starter and my War Amps key tag. Imagine my surprise when my keys were returned by courier from the War Amps a few days later. What peace of mind.
Look for your War Amps key tags in the mail or order them at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.
Ignite Radio Sports.
Taking a look at the sports in NFL action, the Eagles defeated the Buffalo Bills 37-34. In NHL action, Edmonton dominated the Anaheim Ducks 8-2, and Winnipeg lost to Nashville 2-3. In the NBA, the Raptors lost to Cleveland 102-105. Now for the weather.
Ignite Radio Weather.
Today, cloudy with a chance of flurries with gusty wind conditions. Tonight, mainly cloudy with a chance of flurries, dropping down to a -7 wind chills, making it feel like -9. Tomorrow, flurries with 2 to 4 centimeters of snow with a high of -2 with a wind chill making it feel like -16. And currently outside the Ignite newsroom, it's 1 degree.
Ignite Radio. Listen live on the TuneIn app and online at igniteradio.ca.
Picture a place where it all doesn't hurt, where everything's safe and it doesn't get worse. Oh my, we see through bloodshot eyes. Picture a place somewhere else far away, where you know what they mean and they mean what they say to us. And would that be enough? Are we running out of time? Are we hiding from the light? Are we just too scared to fight for what we want tonight? Close your eyes and leave all behind. Go with love on our side. It's a trust fall, baby. It's a trust fall, baby. Baby, yeah, it's a trust fall, baby.
Ignite Radio, that was Pink with Trust Fall. It's 10:07. Welcome back, Joe.
I'm feeling good, Mitch.
We're back, the dynamic duo.
I know the fans missed us.
Yep, well, we're back for Dude Talk every Monday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you to Seth Shea for our news. I had a great weekend. How about you?
Man, it was okay. I feel like Monday came too fast, but when does Monday not come too fast?
It kind of did. I was trying to walk into the studios here this morning, and I tried to push the pull door for the first time in months. So that was... It's a bad case of the Mondays today, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. You know, double-double from Tim's kind of just barely got me here, but it was a close call.
That's how it is, right? Like, just powered by Tim's, fueled by Tim's. Welcome to Canada, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, there was a lot of things I did over the weekend. I'm in the events cruiser for KX94.7 here in Hamilton. I went to this Sing for Mental Health. It's a fundraising concert that they put on every year. I was talking with the guy for months trying to get me out there. So I finally went, and they had this amazing silent auction. So the things they had there, they had a Mike Tyson signed red boxing glove.
Wow.
Insane. The starting bid was $450, but like a signed Mike Tyson glove. There was a Doug Gilmore jersey signed and authenticated. There was a poster of the original like Amazing Spider-Man comic book. Like the one that sells for thousands of dollars. Like you could have that on your wall as a poster. There was a lot of cool stuff there. I myself put in for a watch because I got there early. I was like, I'm just going to open up the bidding. Turns out I get a notification on my phone. No one else bid on it.
Wow.
I was kind of hoping to lose. I don't know who goes to a silent auction hoping to lose, but I was just hoping to, you know, run the money up for charity. But no, it turns out it was an unfortunately slow event, but hey, they still raised a little bit of money selling me that watch. But it was something weird. I was going to sleep that night because I had to wake up at the next morning to go milk cows at 4 a.m. So I just feel my phone buzz, and I thought it was my girlfriend. And nope, you just dropped $65 on a watch you didn't really need.
Well, I mean, if you're accidentally going to buy a watch, you might as well be for charity, right?
It might as well, yeah, absolutely.
It's not the worst thing ever. I'm just kind of concerned why you weren't singing at the mental health singing event.
See, they wanted me to MC it because they couldn't really get another MC. But unfortunately, I had to go milk at 4:30. So I couldn't. I wanted to. It was a really nice event. Lots of local singers, lots of guest speakers, and it was to raise money for mental health awareness. So it's a really great cause. You don't only have to do it at these events, though. You can always go over to mental health charities and donate there as well.
Yeah, it's amazing, man.
It's a great way to do it.
The cows were calling.
The cows were calling, unfortunately. That's my mental therapy,
yeah.
Is milking cows. Try it sometime. I think you'll like it.
I just might have to.
All right, coming up next, we've got When I'm Gone by Aliso and Katy Perry.
My name is Jeff. Last New Year's Eve, I had a bit too much to drink and tried to drive home. I'd always seen those mad adverts and thought I'd never drink and drive. But I did, and it's something I regret to this day. Because of my actions, I'm now paralyzed from the waist down. You might not be so lucky. If you're going to drink, please, don't drive.
This is a small dog barking. This is a medium-sized dog barking. And this is a big dog barking. Regardless of a dog's size or breed, its bite is always worse than its bark. That's why Canada's letter carriers kindly ask that you keep your dog indoors, in a fenced yard, or tied securely away from your mailbox. You may think your dog won't bite, but statistics say otherwise. More than 70% of reported dog bites happen at home and involve family pets. So please, be aware of where your dog is when we're delivering your mail.
You want hit music.
You want hit music.
Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
When I'm gone.
Wild dreams.
Ignite Radio. Listen at work, home, the beach, pretty much wherever you are. IgniteRadio.ca.
Weekend with Blinding Lights. Welcome back to Dude Talk, the only show where it's just dudes talking. Just about anything. I think it was Bare Naked Ladies over that break there.
Yeah.
Just about anything.
Just literally about anything. Literally about anything.
Well, Joe, I hate to break it to you. It's Christmas time. There's no denying it now.
My We're least favorite there. Time of the year. My least favorite time of the year.
People just blow it out of proportion, in my opinion.
My least favorite time of the year is like mid-Christmas, you know? It's like, we're not actually at Christmas, but we're like, we're halfway.
People
like
between, wish
like,
it is.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's November, and the Christmas parades are happening, you know? Like, it's just still too early, but unfortunately, it's got to happen.
Yeah. Like, you're having the Christmas parade in Hamilton with the Grey Cup parade.
Exactly. Like what's going on here? So someone's got to cancel Christmas if it's happening this early. Honestly, another depressing time about this year is Movember's ending.
Mm.
Movember's the only time of the year you can just rock the worst stash ever and get away with it.
I can't even grow it.
It's going to be a tough time.
I'm blonde, so it comes in like clear and like
yeah, it's
peach
a little
fuzz.
Bit brutal.
The
thing
nice.
Is, you still got to go. There's only one month of the year that you can rip it. It's got to be this month.
I think my girlfriend would kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, Christmas parade's coming up. I was in the Caledonia Christmas parade Saturday. The Toronto Christmas parade, you said, was yesterday.
Yep.
Next week is, I'm in Stony Creek. Like, they're just coming up. There's so many of them.
Are you a big parade guy? Like, you
I used to be in a bunch of parades, like the Ancaster. I was used to be in the Ancaster Fair float, like handing out their pencils and stuff said the day of the fair on it. So everyone would always ask, "Oh, well, when is it?" And I would be like, I would hand them a pencil. And I'm like, "It's on here. It's on here. What do you want from me?"
Yeah.
I don't know what the third weekend after Labor Day is, but that's when the Ancaster Fair is. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been watching parades. I've been in them, and now I'm actually just driving in them for KX.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
I'm stepping up in the parade world.
For me, I'm visually impaired, so like I'm just can't even see any of the floats. I'm just standing there freezing my butt off for like 3 hours. So honestly, nothing sounds worse than a parade
out the window.
Oh yeah,
I'll take you in the cruiser one day, and it's
maybe
warm
I'll hop
in there.
The cruiser.
Yeah, it's warm.
Hop on Hawks, play some bangers, have a good time.
You be my DJ. That's a good one.
There we go.
Coming up, we've got Josh with your entertainment next on Ignite Radio.
He's calling for your help. Our dog guides help people with sight, hearing, and medical or physical disabilities.
Hello, my name is Megan, and my dog guide's name is Kyote. There are many Canadians with disabilities, like me, that rely on a dog guide to help gain freedom in our daily lives.
Please join us to raise money through Lions Foundation of Canada's Purina Walk for Dog Guides. To register and find a walk near you, log on to purinawalkfordogguides.com.
After a night out with your friends, not having a plan for a safe ride home can leave you in a bad spot. You could wind up riding in a police car, an ambulance, or a hearse. These unplanned modes of transportation are costly choices and do not take you home. I'm Denise Polgar with Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving, asking you to plan a safe ride home. Call a cab, be a designated driver, or use public transit.
Ontario Community Council on Impaired Driving and this station want you to arrive alive. Drive sober.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
Many big names are getting in on the Ozempic craze. More people are turning to a diabetes medication to induce weight loss, but experts say it's not a miracle drug. Amy Schumer, Sharon Osbourne, Real Housewives stars, and many more celebrities have either admitted to taking it or have given their opinion on people taking this medication in this non-FDA-approved way. Guitarist for Stone Temple Pilots, Dean DeLeo, was recently arrested for driving under the influence and domestic violence charges. According to a report by TMZ, the rock guitarist was arrested for DUI last month when his wife, Jen, called the police to inform them that the musician had left the house while intoxicated. Following the call, the local police located DeLeo and claimed and arrested him. While he was still in police custody, Jen reportedly called the police again and claimed the two had gotten into a physical altercation shortly before he left the house and got into his car. Following the claims, the police then booked the musician on felony domestic violence charges. In lighter news, Nickelback, the Strumbellas, and many more to be announced will be playing next year in London, Ontario for the Rock the Park London 2024 Festival, July 12th to 14th, and we'll be hearing a song from Nickelback later today. I'm Josh, and that's your Entertainment Minute.
From Canada to the U.S., Finland, Japan, well, basically the whole world, this is Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
Heaven sent you to me. I'm just hoping I don't repeat history. Boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on Sunday. The nigga I love on Monday. Never need no one else, babe. Cause I'll be switching the positions for you.
Online.
Online.
24-7, 365. Playing hit music now. Only on Ignite Radio. Ignite Radio.
My stupid heart. Every time I call you up, all you do is let me down. Should've known there was nothing about us I could change. Every time we try to be friends, it always ends the same. But when I try to remember all the pain that we've been through, something in me says whatever, and it brings me back to you. My stupid heart. Don't know, I've tried to let you go so many times before, then wound up at your door, my stupid heart. Too late, already on my way. If we go down in flames again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
I should have bit my tongue while we were still ahead. I always had to be right till we had nothing left. Oh, when I tried to remember all the pain that we've been through, something in me says whatever, and it brings me back to you. My stupid heart, don't know. I've tried to let you go so many times before, then wound up at your door, my stupid heart. Too late, already on my way. If we go down in flames again, then you can blame my stupid heart, heart, heart. You can blame my stupid heart, 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 heart. I tried to let you go so many times before. You can blame my stupid heart, heart. Too late, already on my way. If we go down in flames again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
Too late, already on my way.
If we go down in flames again, then you can blame my stupid heart.
My stupid heart, inside, walk off
Mr.
the earth.
Blunder's heart.
There is so much going on already right now in the, well, I mean, especially in the studios here, right? We've been talking about stupid amounts of things, but it's time for the headline game.
I love the headline. I'm one for one. I'm one for one.
You are one for one.
One for one. I'm feeling hot right now.
I did pretty good last week as well. Last week I was on, and it's the only place you can play the headline game on Ignite Radio. Yep. It's Dude Talk.
No, none of the other shows, so.
That's our
stick
thing.
Stick with Dude Talk. Stick with Dude Talk.
All right. We've been talking a lot about DUIs and drunk drivers, so I just want to say before this, if you are going to go out to a Christmas party, plan ahead. Don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, a taxi, get a DD. It's just the smart thing to do.
Yeah, and don't go to a Christmas party until it's at least like December 15th, or you're kind of weird. That's another thing.
I have my work Christmas party on the 2nd, so.
All right. You're canceled for that, but it's okay. You're on Dude Talk, so we'll accept you for a little bit longer.
All right. Well, here it is. The OPP found blank in the passenger seat of a vehicle pulled over for a DUI. Is it A, an open six-pack, B, a baby raccoon, or C, Santa Claus?
Wow. An open six-pack seems too easy. A raccoon and Santa Claus are two very possible things. Do I know where this takes place or no?
It is in Ontario.
Ontario? You know what? Ontario people are crazy. I'm going with a baby raccoon.
With a baby raccoon. All right, we're going to let you know a little bit later. But first, we've got Aiden with What's Up Mohawk on Ignite.
It's been an
exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents pairing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
How's it going, everyone? I'm AP, and here's What's Up Mohawk. First, the Square name changes to Registrar's Office at C-102. Next, Dark Cloud, the high cost of cyberbullying. Social Inc. is hosting a Wednesday film recommendation. All Mohawk College students can access this film for free through YouTube this week. Dark Cloud, the high cost of cyberbullying, examines a growing epidemic seriously affecting young people's mental health, emotional, and even physical well-being. ESL Conversation Club, join us every week for casual conversations to improve your speaking skills, meet new people, and practice your English. On Wednesday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. in C-122 on Fennel Campus. And that's What's Up Mohawk.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit music now.
My waves get lost in the ocean. 7 billion swimmers, man, I'm going through the motions. Set up a flare, I need love and devotion. Trade it for some faces that I'll never know, notion. Maybe I should try to find the old me. Take me to the places and the people that know me. Try to just connect, thinking maybe you could show me. There's so many people here, then why am I so lonely? Good friends, hard to find, let's face it. Buy the perfect home when there's a flood in the basement. Made a couple dollars now and I ain't trying to chase it. Kid from Oklahoma, man, I eat basic. I'm just trying to paint the picture for me. Something I could give a damn about in maybe 40 years. And I'll be ready and willing and able to edit the story. Cause there's so many people here to be so damn lonely. I'm switching to a new lane. Foot to the floor, man, searching for the real thing. Somebody else sometimes ain't no shame. Head to the clouds, ain't. It's like, can I get a connection?
Social, hit us up at Ignite Radio now. This is Ignite Radio.
Give me your lo 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 l
other girl, they did do too much, but this girl mellow. Now in my divine situation, I go use the bell and mellow. Finally, I find way to talk to the girl, but she ain't no one follow. Who you gonna phone for one? Mm-hmm. Why you know one phone for one? Mm-hmm. Then I start to feel a bum bum one. Mm-hmm. She did give me small, small one. I know, say she's happy, pass it down one. Mm-hmm. But she feeling insecure, cause her friends go, they go my light chain, go on. I see me got a small one.
Rima and Selena Gomez with Calm Down on Ignite Radio. That's just what some people just have to do, I think.
Yeah.
Just calm down.
For sure.
Especially when you're driving under the influence. Because a lot of people have been doing that. There's lots of stories, and especially now, New Year's is one of the worst days for it. But we're still more than a month away from that. Until 2024. Jeez.
Makes me feel ancient, man. Makes me feel ancient. 2024.
Well, this drunk driver story, OPP found blank in passenger seat, a vehicle pulled over for a DUI. Is it an open six-pack, a baby raccoon, or Santa?
I guess baby raccoon, but I guess we're going to find out the answer right now.
With all these Santa Claus parades, you might just want to pop the top off when you're cruising down Main Street, but that's not a good idea. Remember, Dude Talk says don't drink and drive. We do have one really awesome party coming up in London, Ontario. That's London, Ontario. Not too far from here, about 3-hour drive. Rock the Park 2024. Nickelback. One of the main headliners. Big Canadian band. One of the biggest from Canada.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. I actually thought the concert was in, like, December. So, I don't know. What's the coldest you would stand outside for your favorite artist?
Oh, jeez. I wear barn clothes so I could be pretty warm. So I don't know. It all depends on the wind chill, I think.
The wind chill? I'd say -5.
-5. Well, we're going to hear about a great artist here on our Way Back Playback next.
Studies show anti-smoking fear campaigns have no effect on stopping kids from smoking. But $5,000 in cold hard cash is an excellent motivator for kids not to smoke. They can spend it after graduating high school on anything they want. imagine your kid paying for their own college tuition, holiday, or a car. As parents, we want our kids to think for themselves and make good, healthy choices, and smoking is a bad choice. Your kids can be rewarded with $5,000 for graduating smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Adam Van Cooverden, and I supported my dad throughout his winning battle against colon cancer. Talk with your doctor and get the test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
This hit 2012 song was designed to get under people's skin and stuck in their heads. Heard in shows I've loved, such as Bones, The Vampire Diaries, and The X-Files, this song has also had international success, reaching the top 10 in the UK, Canada, Ireland, France, Israel, Italy, Slovakia, New Zealand, Australia, and Switzerland, and has sold millions in the United States alone. This band started out named Free Beer as a joke, got its current name from a club promoter's mistake, and just stuck with it. You've probably guessed right now, it's Ho Hey by the Lumineers, right here on Ignite Radio.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. My bed. Hey. Oh. Oh. So show me family, hey. All the blood that I will bleed. Oh. I don't know where I belong, hey. I don't know where I went wrong. Oh. But I can write a song. Hey. I belong to you, you belong to me, my sweet.
The world's best internet radio station for hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Remember when the streetlights came on and we had to be home? Remember when Elm Street came on, couldn't watch it alone? Remember every prank call we made at Star 69? Remember Teddy? Remember when they played Purple Rain to our first slow dance? Remember when we thought that first base was just holding hands?
Remember Guns N' Roses came out, we were standing in line. Remember front row at that show, camped out all night.
Nickelback in those days on Ignite Radio. You're listening to Dude Talk. I don't understand all the Nickelback hate. Yeah. I kind of like them.
Yeah, well, I love Nickelback.
Especially old, like, dad rock. That's good stuff. I don't understand. I think they just hate it to hate it, in my opinion. But it's that time of the hour. We're almost done here, and that means it's time to figure out what the actual headline was. I'll read it again for you one more time. OPP found blank in passenger seat of vehicle pulled over for DUI. We just found out that it's in Orillia, Ontario, if that gives you a hint. Is it a six-pack, a baby raccoon, or Santa?
Orillia, they definitely got raccoons. I'm sticking with my answer.
Well, you'd be correct. The OPP pulled over a man suspected for impaired driving. Keeping a pet, like keeping a raccoon as a pet, is also illegal on top of a DUI, and can result in up to $240 fines. That's insane.
That's crazy. I don't know if I would ever want to have a raccoon. I'm, like, scared of raccoons. I don't know if I'd want a baby one chilling in my car.
Well, I mean, typically you're not supposed to wear a mask when you talk to the police, so I think that guy was also kind of scared, too.
Yeah. Maybe that's why he was drinking, because he was scared of the raccoon. He was like, you know, let me take the edge off here.
He thought the raccoon was holding him hostage, to maybe making him drive to the nearest dumpster.
Exactly.
Dumpster raids.
Exactly.
Well, we didn't find the dude who stole the chicks. We did find a guy who picked up a baby raccoon off the side of the road, though.
Yeah, what's with people and animals, man? Like, just let them live in the wild and be free. Or at Mitch's farm. There's only two spots for animals right now.
Oh, absolutely. All right, well, thank you so much again. That's Dude Talk on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, "I want to be an organ donor." We'll wait a moment while you do that. There. It's done. Thank you. From the Kidney Foundation of Canada.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than a million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Bringing you hit music now. Ignite Radio.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die. Surrender my everything, cause you made me believe you're mine. Yeah, you used to call me baby, now you're calling me by name. Takes one to know one, yeah, you beat me at my own damn game. You pushing, I'm pulling away from you. I giving you take, giving you take. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me. Daddy is alive, and I'm just a dead man walking tonight. But you need it, yeah, you need it. All of this time, yeah. Young blood, see you want me, see you want me. Back in your life, so I'm just a dead man calling tonight. Cause I need it, yeah, I need it. All of this time, yeah.
Lately our conversations end like it's the last goodbye. One of us gets too drunk and calls about 100 times. So who you been calling, baby? Nobody could take my place. When you looking at those strangers, hope to God you see my face.
Shorty for feedback.
How you doing? You be at? All I need is you to be happy. When I say I love you, I mean that. When I say I miss you, I mean that. But you have to re up the relapse. You have to get her to react. I did not lie when I said I miss you, babe. I'm just scared of making it official, babe. I just need you to come in and rescue me. Baby, save me from myself. You always want 2, 3, 4 steps ahead. Always know what's going through my head. You know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand. I don't wanna sound too bold, yeah. But baby, let me take control, yeah. Yeah, you know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand. Four steps ahead. Always know what's going through my head. You know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand. I don't wanna sound too bold, yeah. Baby, let me take control, yeah. Yeah, you know I want to be what you never had. For once, let me have the upper hand.
The best hit music on the internet.
Back to the hits. Now,
this is Ignite Radio.
We just made love. I'm in bliss. I don't want to get up. Let's just stay here. Sun is shining. Lighting up the arts. Add it on your skin. Every part of me is shaking in.
Radio News.
Good morning, my name is Owen Penny, and here's what's happening in the Ignite newsroom. Cyber Monday marks the biggest online shopping day and one more chance to save on gifts. Consumers are scouring the internet for online deals as they begin to cap off the five-day post-Thanksgiving shopping bonanza with Cyber Monday. Even though e-commerce is now part of Parcel in our everyday lives, Cyber Monday, a term